listener that I'm doing this. This is the very first time for me to be able to do this call, and it's a true honor to have this evening Idalia Castellan. She is an amazing leader. She's been doing this for about 3 years now, and I mean, the way that she's making the difference every single day with every single detail and act that she does is like literally outstanding. You there, Idalia, can you hear me? I think that she's mute as well.
Okay, Lupita, you might give her a call.
Mm-hmm.
Just merge her on the call with you.
Okay.
You can give her a call directly and then just merge her on the call. That'll help.
Let me get her in. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You guys, can you hear me now? Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, as you guys know, technology it has their own way to, you know, to function and all that kind of stuff. And that's one of the things that I like about doing new things and all that, because you're learning. You are actually learning while you're doing it, and that's a whole different thing that we're just talking, and we're going to do it, because sometimes you get so nervous, like right now I am. I have to be honest. So in a way, like, you people know that I'm still human as well. So let's move on with the questions. I do have a few questions for Miss Idalia. I know that you're like literally a trailblazer in like everything that you're doing. You're pouring like the heart, the soul, the tears and everything. And you're making like literally shake the air. So tell me, this is one of the things that I've been asking myself. In a changing environment, like the one that we're living right now, how is that you overcome all this, and I mean like all this, talking about like everything that has been happening for the last 2 years in Ambit and outside of Ambit, pandemic, etc., changing in the all the prices and all the rates and all that kind of stuff. How is that you get where you are right now?
Oh, hi, everyone. Like Lupita said, my name is Idalia Castellan. I just wanted to introduce really quick to every one of you. And thank you, Lupita, for asking that question, because I think everything it has to be with the mindset that you have and how you see the things. It doesn't matter what kind of circumstances we are going through. If you have a strong mindset, then that really won't be relevant, because you'll find a way to succeed if you have a growing mindset for that. I wanted to talk a little bit about my background, that way you can see on what I'm talking about. And I wanted to start like on how my family was. For example, I am coming from a family of nine kids. My dad used to work so hard to, you know, support everyone, and I was the only one of nine kids that had a degree. I remember when I told my dad that I wanted to have that I wanted to go to college and become a teacher, he gave me two options. He was like, you can go to college, but you won't have any money for lunch, you won't have any money for books, you won't have any money for uniforms. And I was willing to take that chance, and I became a teacher soon after I came to this country. And I still wanted to be a teacher, but I find the barrier of a language, and that was really an obstacle for me. At that time, I couldn't go to school to, you know, like learn English, but I went to one daycare, to two daycare, to three daycare, to how many times it was necessary to go, till I find a desk. And I work in a daycare. I wasn't a teacher, but I was, you know, like on the same environment. After that, I find out the money wasn't enough, and I went to apply as a listen agent, and they say no because I didn't speak any English. I look so many properties till I find the one that they didn't require English, that they really needed someone that speak Spanish, and I got the job. After that, I wanted it to be, I needed more money, and I decided to take a part-time in a restaurant. I started as a busser, then at that time I was learning English, reading newspapers, translating with a dictionary, because back then we didn't have any, you know, like Google Translation or anything like that. So I learned English by translating newspaper, by watching TV, by listening to music in English, and I am able to communicate pretty good right now. I mean, that's why my accent is so strong. But then after being a buzzer, I wanted to be a server, and I was a server, and I believe I was a good server. I was one of the best servers. Then after that, I wanted to be a manager, and I learned every single position, because I understand to run a restaurant like that, I needed it to know more. So if they needed a host, if they needed a cashier, if they needed an expo, if they needed a dishwasher, I will be there because I wanted to be a manager. But then that's kind of a journey that you have to go through with the mindset. So during the pandemic, I became an executive consultant. Yes, the last 2 months when the pandemic started, and I have a strong mindset that I was going to be an executive consultant. So everything that we are seeing right now, I'm sorry that it took me too long to answer your question, but everything that we are seeing right now, it really has to do a lot with where you at and where you want to go, where you want to be. So it, regardless if the prices are going up, if you are prepared, if you have a strong mindset, you're going to be able to overcome those obstacles because, for example, me, I never ask Bistra, I never ask Ambit for more. Why don't you give me that to start working? Why don't you allow us to do this to start working? Why I just work with whatever we have, and I do my best on working. And I am very grateful for everything that this company and Bistra in general is doing for us.
Oh my goodness! So that pretty much answered my other question, but I want to just answer, make you to answer this question. Everybody stops. Everybody is impending, right? What is that make you keep going?
I think that we all have a very strong why, and I am not where I want to be just yet. So I think that one of the biggest things that make me keep going is because I'm the biggest competence of myself. I don't care about the competence I have around me. I always wanted it to be better. And not just because of the money, it's for the things that I can do with money. My kids are the most important thing in my life, and that's why my business is my priority, because they deserve to go to college. They deserve an education. They deserve to live in a better community. They deserve the best, and that's why I sacrifice them right now, their time with me, because they are the most important thing. I take my business as my priority and everything, and I am the biggest competence of myself. And if people is competing with me, and if there is competence around me, I am just grateful for it, because competence make you better. It doesn't, you don't have to stop because there is competence. There is always will make you better, and it makes me better every single day. And you have to know that if you're competing with me, you have to know that you are competing with a person that is working 24/7, because even my sleeping time, it's part of my work process. And the thing that keeps me going every time, it's my family. And I'm not pretend to be the number one. I am okay if I am a number four, if I am a number 10, I'm totally okay with that, because I know I am doing the best I can.
Thank goodness, that's lovely. Can you please answer me, how important is for you the phrase, never sacrifice interior for growth?
I grew up the first time that Ambit was introduced to me, and they did like a quick presentation in a restaurant, and they showed me that. I was like, I belong over here because I was raised with that quote. My dad was the biggest, hero in my life, and he will always represent, in church, he was the head of the church, and any political thing, he was the head of that, and he was a very honest man, he was a very hard worker man, and I was raised with never sacrificing integrity for growth. We were in a town where there were so many bad things around, like narcos and that kind of things, and we could easily follow the wrong way and follow those people. But being raised with that quote of never sacrificing integrity for growth, it's been one of the things that keep me attached to Ambit Energy. I do the best I can to always remember that.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Can you please explain to us how you implement this in every single action of yours, and not only in Ambit, but also outside of Ambit? Because, everything that you do in or out, it just gives us the right path, the right direction to be able to fulfill all your dreams.
I think it's very easy when you when I was raised the way I was raised. My mom and dad, they both were like very faithful people, and to implement the never sacrificing integrity for growth, for me, I can simple ask myself three questions every time. The decision I'm going to make today is going to hurt someone. The decision is I'm going to take today, it's going to be okay with God. The decision I'm going to make today is going to embarrass me on somehow. When I answer those three questions, I know I am doing the right thing, and that's how I usually practice and implement the never sacrifice integrity for growth.
Oh, wow. That's truly, it really hits me home, because I've been following those things as well. And, they always have like this thing, like make sure that you are okay with what you have, not based how much you get, right?
Right.
One of the things that I got is that I've been talking lately is that we are in this business, we always talk about the duplicate and multiply. How is that you help your team to become the solution and not the problem?
Well, when you're building, and many different people is going to join your team for different reasons, and everyone has their own why, and you just have to, approach the person with the accordingly to who they are, why they join the business. And the things that I teach them is the things that I practiced, really. And I'm more grateful when they are achieving things than when I personally achieve things, because it just feels so good seeing your team growing, even if it's a small team, but they are doing the things, they are doing the work, and I can teach the same things to 20 people, and only 4 or 5, they are doing the job. I think that's amazing, but everyone is different, and you just have to work with them accordingly to who they are and why they are joining the business.
I see. It is important to be able to understand who is in your team and how they can be able to help them to get closer to their why. But tell me, how is that you can be able to identify who are, and who are who and what are they doing what? Because, you need to be able to identify the ones who are going to run for the money, the ones that are going to run because the legacy, the ones that are going to run because they just want to have fun. how is that you can be able to sense the difference between each other?
Well, your team becomes a family. Your team really is your support for your growth. So they become a family. If you treat them like a family and not like a boss, I think that's how you're going to find out who they are and why they are here in your business. I have so many consultants that come and they didn't do anything, but they come and did what they have to do in my business and they left, and that's okay. But I have people that come to my business and they are not just a number. For me, they are family, and I treat them as a family. That way I can get to know them better, and that way I can identify why are they here doing this business, and I work with them for their why. I don't work for my why only. Right now, my biggest why is their dreams. If they can reach their goals, that they can see this opportunity the same way I'm seeing it as a life-changing opportunity. So really, the only way to find out what they doing here is to treat them as a family. That's how you get to know people.
Okay. Yes, it is important to know that. Tell me, okay, so you were mentioned that everybody gets the C number, right? And it's actually my next question, right? We all get our C number, and we did make a decision when we want to change that in to be able to build a name that is to that C number. How is that you find your place in Ambit?
How do I find my place in Ambit?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I am usually very shy. I'm more humble than people think. So I am not looking for a place in Ambit, really. I am looking to make a difference only in one person at a time. And I think that's what I am getting. But how am I seeing myself in Ambit? I can say that I am proud of whatever I had achieved, but the biggest thing, and I learned that quickly, at the beginning I only joined the business because I needed money. I didn't do it, this business, to help anybody. I needed it to help myself at the time. I was struggling so much with money, with everything that was happening to me. So I didn't join this business to help anybody, but quickly understand that if you're not willing to serve, you're not going to succeed. And really, my place in Ambit right now, it's just serving people, making a difference on one person at a time.
That's so true. That's so true, and that's what I meant about the question, because it's like sometimes we were like doing everything and beyond in outside this industry and all that, and we were able to just land in the right place at the right time, so in that way we can be able to make the difference in our lives, and it was through Ambit. So explain to me, I know that everybody has difficult times, right? And they have like the most difficult obstacles and all that kind of stuff. One that you can be able to recall that you were feeling like, oh my goodness, I will never be able to overcome this, and you actually did. Which one was it for you?
Well, when this opportunity was introduced to me, I didn't even know that it was a network company. I thought it was, just an extra part-time job. I didn't know how it worked. I never had any experience with networking. So when I realized it was a networking and I had to, invite people to my business and things like that, I was like, I don't think I can do this, because at the time I was, having a very low self-esteem. I didn't have any reputation whatsoever. Like, everybody thought I was totally broke. I was alone. I didn't have a good influence. and I was like, I'm not going to be able to do this. And I started looking at videos on why I shouldn't be doing MLMs and videos about people against MLMs. And all the videos that I watched, which it was a lot, the three main things that I saw in those videos, it was people would say you shouldn't do MLM because one of the reasons why I shouldn't is because it brings your hopes up. The other reason was there is a lot of investment. The other reason was they brainwash you. So to me, every single reason that I saw in those videos against MLM, it was a reason why to do it, because I needed the brainwash. I needed it so bad because I had a mind of employee, and I was doing that for 20 years, and I was struggling. I have never achieved anything. Even with the determination and mindset that I have, I was struggling. So I needed the brainwash, and I was allowed to get it, and it's been the best brainwash I had. And the other thing that I say, investment, a big investment, I was like, well, if it's a business, it makes sense that people have to invest because it is a business. And if it's only $100, I think I can get an extra chip one day and get those $100, and I did. And the other thing, bringing your hopes up, I think everybody needs to believe in their dreams. I think everybody needs to go for their dreams. So after I watch all those videos, why I shouldn't be doing MLMs, it gave me many reasons on why I should be doing it. So, and I did it.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I'm ready to sign up all over again. That's one of the things that is like, it makes you like really you know, like hold on. It's like the best is yet to come, and I'm so happy that you're actually making it, like literally you are changing the way that so many people are doing business. But tell me, what are one recommendation that you wish you were given to you when you were starting?
Well, like I say, that I got I work a little bit backwards. First, I put the action, and then I get the motivation, and then I learn more about the business. I remember watching every video on how the electricity was generated, on how the regulation works, and everything. So I got prepared with, I got to know everything about the business I was doing. And that gives you confidence, because whenever you're talking to people, you need to know on what you're doing. But if I can recommend or I can share with you four things that I did, I focus on two things on why people fail. And I focus in two things on how to succeed. So the two things that on why people fail is people don't fail in life. People quit too soon. And I was not going to be one of those persons that quit too soon, because most people quit when they are about to get there. And I was not going to be that kind of person. And the other reason why people fail is lack of effort. I'm sorry, Lupita, I couldn't say that word. So, and if it was that, I was not going to fail, because I'm a hard worker and I was willing to do everything, and I was willing to put every effort that I needed it to succeed. I was willing, I was coachable, and I was hungry for success. And the two things that I focus also to succeed was on learn how to learn. I never expect my upline to come and teach me on how to do things. I never blame my downline on why I'm not succeeding. My upline one day recommended me a Facebook page. I didn't know anybody, you know, and I'm with energy, and they recommend this page, this Facebook page from John Drew. And I was on every single training, and I got a lot of good things from that. And after that, I was on every training that I will see around Ambit, on many conference calls. I hear about GoPro, and I went for it. And so I learned how to learn. And the second thing that I focus on it, I learn how a referral business works. And I don't waste my time. When I go out, I don't look for one customer. I look for one customer that refer me 10 customers, that refer me 10 consultants. And maybe I'm not going to get all of those 10, but maybe I'm going to get three. I'm going to get the one. And really, that's things that I will recommend you that work for me to, you know, to focus on it, because you cannot blame anybody. The system is there, and Ambit has an amazing system that we can work with. We cannot blame the prices going up on energy, because the value that you add is the most important thing. I have no problem with selling these prices today, just because the value is on me. I'm the guarantee of my business, not the prices, not I cannot blame anybody, really. I work with what we have.
Yes, it's so true. It's so true. Like, there are things that we cannot be able to control, and there are things that we can be able to control. And one of them is that it's true. We are the guarantee of the business. We are the ones who's going to make this a lot easier, or it's going to become, like, more difficult. And that's one of the things that I love about this, because it's you. The way that you see things, it's like life, right? The way that you overcome the stuff and you just move forward, you get where you want to be there and accomplish whatever you want. So, talking about goals, what are some of the goals that now you're moving towards?
One of the goals that I have on my business right now is have a bigger organization, share the opportunity with many more people that can change their life, because if it did happen to me, it can happen to anyone willing to do it. And there is many people waiting for an opportunity like this. We just need to go out there and find the right people. And if someone already on the team is not willing to work, it's like when you, I always say, it's like when you're traveling and you got a flat tire, you have to replace that flat tire. And that's whenever you see your organization dying, just replace those tires and you'll get there. But my goal right now is to have to share the opportunity with many more people, and for the people that is already in my team, I wanted them to be successful. I wanted them to be on this call next. I wanted them to win those 5-star trip next. So I wanted them to succeed. So that's my goal right now.
Truly a servant heart. That's how I see it. Okay, so there is a lot of stuff that it happens right at the beginning. But what is something that you want to say to people like us, people that start like from zero with no experience at all, that it comes from a different life path that is, as you were mentioning earlier, it was like so easy for so many of us to go ahead and just go and join, let's say, the NARCs and all that kind of stuff, and be able to be doing like all the stuff where they're supposed to, because of the lack of opportunity. Now that you have like this opportunity to be able to share that is something better on the other side, from your experience, from no help, from no nothing, what is something that you want to say to all these people that they're bearing starting?
Well, one of the things that I love the most about this type of opportunity, especially my Ambit Energy, it's that we are all on the same level. We have all the same chances. Dahlia doesn't have a better chance. Dahlia doesn't know anything about technology. I mean, I have so many obstacles. I have so many things, but we are all on the same level. If you learn how to get one customer, you made it. because then you have something to teach to someone else. That's all you have to do. Just think on what's your why. Why do you want it to change your life? And have that on mind all the time. So if you can have something writing in front of your car, in front of the kitchen, in front of everywhere, why you wanted to change your life course and learn how to get your first customer, then you made it, because that's all you need to do. And then after that, yes, repeat, and that's how you're going to be duplicating and how you're going to be growing in this business. Just repeating as many times as you want. At the beginning, I only start with the goal of 4 customers per week. Then I find out I needed it a little bit more money, so I was looking for 6, I was looking for 8, and I was happy with 8 customers a week. I will go for 12 customers a week, and I find out that working as a part-time, because I was having a full shift, like I was working all day as a server. I barely have like 2 hours from lunch to dinner, and I will work those 2 hours, and I was able to find 4 customers, 1 consultant in a week. So I was like, so if I dedicate more time to my business, then I can do this, and I can duplicate that amount of consultants. I can teach more people if I have more time. And I did that. So we are all on the same level. Yes, always being as a marketing consultant, trying to get those first customers, trying to get those first consultants, and you're going to be successful.
My goodness. I'm about to tear. I'm not going to lie, because it's like seeing you starting from, it was like literally zero to hero. Now Idalia is getting all the way to the top and all that, and you're like truly racing star that you're getting there, like with all the effort, with all the hard work, and you're becoming a walking example that this phrase that we always use, si se puede, like yes you can, and the way that you're doing it, believe me, Idalia, you are so amazing that I don't have words that I can be able to express. And this is personally how much I do admire you, because the way that you are doing the things, the hard work that you're putting out there is for other people to be able to say, wow, if Idalia can be able to make it happen, I can do it as well. You're bringing not only the example, and you're putting the bar really, really hard for so many, but as well, you're bringing the hope that many people that they out there, that they are, have a dream still attached to Ambit, that they've been doing this business for so many years. You're bringing back the hunger of that they can be able to do more, because they can be able to accomplish more. And thank you so much, Idalia, for being able to open your heart to us tonight. And the fact that you were able to saying yes to every single thing that I've been inviting you to do, I truly makes me feel like so special, because I know someone like you.
Oh, thank you so much, Lupita. It's really a pleasure to be here with you guys, sharing about my journey, about the things. I'm not an expert. I don't feel like I am an expert. I just work hard, and I am willing to put the effort, and I am willing to go for my dreams, for my team dreams. And really, every time that Lupita asks me, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't say no, because, you know, like, it's Lupita. So thank you. Thank you for inviting me. This means a lot to me, because I remember the first time I was in a conference call, I feel very important that I was being part of a conference call. And today I feel very humble to be with all of you sharing part of my journey. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, you guys. If you want to say something to Idalia, please make sure that you do it. I'm about to unmute the call, so in that way you can be able to say something to her. Just give me a second.